I tell you, I am always just really enjoying myself with the music, and you have no idea how much you mean to us. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to CNC Chat Chat. I'm your host, Cardelia Reed, and I'm so blessed, I'm so honored to have you here with us today. So we have my lovely co-host.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm Claudia DiMartino, and again, welcome to CNC Chat Chat. For those who are new to our program, CNC is representative of our names, Cardelia and Claudia. And with this program, our heart is to talk about life issues from a biblical perspective. There are no masks, there's no pretense, and there's absolutely no script. Mm-hmm. And it's just us keeping it real. Because that's just who we are. And
absolutely.
This is segment four of the content of character. And when we started in episode one, we talked about what happens when you're living in the world, mm-hmm. the kind of character you have, like jealousy, debauchery, cursing, anger, all mm-hmm. that fun stuff, right? But when we allow the Lord to work on our character, to refine us, and we are transformed, then we start to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit. And I just want to read from
Absolutely.
Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 26. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, mm-hmm. gentleness, and self-control. Mm. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other.
Oh my gosh. You know, every single thing you've read out, the average person feels that all in one day,
uh-huh.
which is sickening. I equate enviousness to feeling nauseous. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I just don't even go there. It's not worth it. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing that you say that. You said on the last show we talked about the benefits, mm-hmm. The benefits of character refinement. And, you know, I love that because the truth is, how do you get there? How do you have that? That so much mm-hmm. it comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to read this to you from Colossians 3:1. Colossians has been throughout this whole character refinement process. Okay, if you want to know about character refinement, read the book of Colossians. How about that? All right, Colossians 3:1 through the third verse. I'm going to say, since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We talked before about if you can see it, it's going to go away. So set your mind on things that are above and your hearts on things that are above.
Right.
And then number two, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Number three, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Now, if you've watched our earliest shows, we talked about the just dying to self. Dying to self so that the Lord can come in and take over. And that is a very difficult process because all of us want to have me in the way. I want this. I want that. No, it's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about a selfless life here.
Mm-hmm.
When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That is the end process of, that is the huge benefit mm-hmm. of what it's like to have a life in Christ. In other words, if I have a conversation with Claudia right now, and she opens up her mouth, she should be so well hidden in Christ that the Holy Spirit kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, I think even last night is a great example. Claudia and I were out of the service last night. I was asked to say something about a testimony. I had one thing in mind I was going to say. Something else came out of my mouth. And even when I was trying to get back on track, something else kept coming out of my mouth. I literally, when we are hidden in Christ, we let go of that control.
Mm-hmm.
When flesh controls, flesh messes up.
Mm-hmm.
And flesh has messed up too much. That's why I liked your story earlier, because you talked about how you had been through, you know, work. You were not happy. So many people are actually out there in school and they're worshiping their degrees. I have 4 degrees. They have all caused me problems. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
And that's why you never hear me talk about it, because
mm-hmm.
that's not what's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the one certificate I'm very proud of is being ordained as a minister.
Mm-hmm.
I am so proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to sound like I'm trying to be a holy roller. I hate to say that because
mm-hmm.
I know some people watching this. I know people watching this really need it. Okay. You may not have any degrees. You may not have anything. But the one thing you do have is Jesus. And the last time I checked, when you are aware of the Holy Spirit inside of you, he puts into
mm-hmm.
your mind remembrance of all things. You can run a company.
Mm-hmm.
You can do so many things. People do that.
Yes.
Okay. So just know what's inside of you, especially when you allow it to be hidden in you and you've given up the ability to take over. You allow the Holy Spirit to take over. That is the process. That is the end result. That is the benefit. You know, I have to be honest with you. I would not change my life right now for nothing. Would I go back through the things I've been through? Absolutely not. You know, when I moved here, I had been through so much as far as like growing up with demons and goblins hunting me at night and witches and ghosts and foolishness. And then I finally got past that, got healed and delivered from that. Then I went through stuff manifesting in my life because I didn't want to talk about it, got past that. Mm-hmm. And then I went through this process of like not being able to keep a job because so much that persecution. Thought I was past that. Mm-hmm. I came up here. I said, Lord, if you want me to go through it again, I'll do it. And guess what? I went through it again. I wish I hadn't said that. No. Because here it got even worse because the character refinement process is huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. I had the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of Judah, and the spirit of Absalom all come at me at once. Now, I got to be honest with you. I don't know if I should be honored or go somewhere and hide because I want to go somewhere and hide. The devil doesn't bring his big dogs out on a little person if you don't have a little destiny, okay? Because that's what the Holy Spirit had to deal with me on. But I'm telling you this because you may be abused because you're a Christian. You may be persecuted. You may be in an abusive relationship. You may be going through things that you may not be telling anyone. You may have a sickness. But one thing I know for sure, none of that can last. Darkness, the example you gave about light, darkness cannot outshine the light, and the light is Jesus. So you get to Jesus, you have everything else, the healing, deliverance, joy, and the ability just to go in your life and know the Holy Spirit is taking over in high gear.
I don't know where my brain was when I was trying to find scriptures because I'm not even referencing where it's from sometimes.
Your face.
Somewhere in the scriptures, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit, okay? And wherever it is, it's verses 15 through 17, okay? And it says, I'm sorry, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever.
Yes.
The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
Absolutely.
And I just sense to say this. As we said, you know, there's no script here. You know, we'll do some prep work to find scriptures on the topic. But I don't know where they're going to go. We don't. She's looking up scriptures as we're talking.
Absolutely.
We are so dependent on the Holy Spirit.
Right.
We have come to this place where, help us God, because we're biting off a lot here.
Absolutely.
And as we're talking, we're hearing the Spirit tell us things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
that's
okay, she'll look up a scripture. Or it's like, I'll go find something. And it's like, everything's all messed up, but I find it anyway. And at some point, I'll put exactly where the verses are.
Right.
But with that said, it's because our characters have been refined that we've had to get out of. We are two very strong personalities. Oh, yes. And it's like, I'm like, don't mess with me, I'm coming through. That's, you know. And sometimes when I'm slow to anger and it's coming out, it's like, I'm not a yeller most of the time.
That's good.
But you will know when I am angry. Okay, because the jaws get tight and the steam starts coming out. But the point is, I am at a place now where I'm slow to anger. I'm quick to repent.
That's good.
I say I'm sorry quickly now, where I didn't do that before. So we are here so dependent on the Holy Spirit, and we just talk and whatever he's saying, and then we bounce off of each other because that's our friend. That's our advocate. That's who Jesus gave us. When we accepted him, we were infilled by the Holy Spirit, our comforter and friend.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I love that. And I'm going to say something that's very real. Even in the process of us talking to each other here on camera, one thing the Lord is really highlighting to me, he's saying, if there's something you see you don't like, I want you to surrender that to me.
Yeah.
I'm done. Like, you know, people, even in ministry, I'm about to be so real, it's scary
Go
right now.
I know where you're going.
There's so much competition. Jesus, help me in ministry. And, you know, when I first got in the ministry, I was so naive about they just want to help people. Oh, thank you, Jesus, your minister. Isn't it nice? You know, no, it's not like that. I have learned to have peace. I've learned to surrender and let go. And I'm going to tell you something. Every time I do that, I see the Lord move miraculously. You know what I mean? Just recently, I was literally right before the show started. Something popped up on my phone. And I was just talking about this in the last show. It's just amazing how the Lord works. And the Lord was saying to me, I want you to take a look at this. He says, so many of my ministers are built on performance. Where am I? He said, I don't know them. I know them not. Right. He will not say that about CNC Chat Chat. He will not say that about Claudia and Cardelia. Because I want, and even if you're watching, he won't say that about you. Because the character of the Lord is love. We mentioned Jesus, we're talking about love. I have yet to see that when I see ministers competing against each other. What are we competing for if we're talking about Jesus? I still have yet to figure that out. Not that I'm trying to.
Yeah.
What? Is it recognition?
Yeah. But to that point, okay?
Yeah.
I've been walking with the Lord almost 31 years
now. Yeah.
It'll be 31 in January 21st. Mm-hmm. And a lot of molding, a lot of shaping, a lot of fire, a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
And when you come from a place of rejection and stuff, the focus is always on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm now at a place where it's about you. It's not about me. It's how can I help you? What can I say? What can I do to inspire you, to encourage you in the Lord? Years ago when I was still living in New York, I was a little church, and there was a visiting minister. And you know when the Lord is speaking through somebody where 20-plus years later I can still remember the sermon.
Absolutely.
And he said, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he said, most time in relationships with people, you're doing this.
Oh, yeah.
You're pointing at them and blaming them for
That's
everything.
That's right. Right.
Okay? He said, you do this. You point the finger at yourself and look in the mirror. Take a hard look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have a chapter in my book, A Hard Look in the Mirror. Mm-hmm. I had to take a hard look at myself because it wasn't until I did that where I had to come to terms with who I really was. And I did not like what I saw.
Absolutely. It's frightening when we look in the mirror like that because we don't see ourselves. You know, when the Lord, when you're praying about the Lord changing the situation, the Lord wants to use you to change your situation. How does he change you? Because you have to be able to open up and reap the benefits of character refinement. this is what the Lord sent me to Psalms 37. And the first verse deals with a whole lot of stuff we were just talking about. This is why I love the Word of God. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither away. Like green plants, they will soon die. The Lord knows that. This is why the Lord laughs when they act like that. We should know that too. I don't care how your flesh hurts. I don't care how irritated you get. I don't care how offended you feel. Let go. That is one of the best character refinement processes that I learned in this whole thing. And smile at about it too. I remember one, oh my God, this is just a quick example. I remember one time I wasn't as spiritual as I am right now. And I used to jog a lot. And my husband was telling me, Cordelia, we should jog a little bit faster. I'm like, nope, I'm comfortable. I don't want to jog faster. That's gonna hurt. You know, I don't need that. And so the Lord said to me, you're gonna jog faster and you're gonna enjoy doing it. I'm thinking, no, I don't think so. I'm just hearing this out of my intuition. We were at this lake, and all of a sudden, we were on mile three, between mile three and four, and all of a sudden, these swarms of bugs came at us. we called them love bugs, and they came attacking us, stinging us, and we were doing like this, running, and I was running fast. We ran like this for a mile, 1 mile, doing this, and it wasn't at the beginning of our run. And so then I realized what was happening. I started laughing because we looked so silly. Like, you know how you look when you're coming down the aisle and the Price is Right? Looking like this.
But you were running faster than you did.
The whole mile I ran quick. The bugs were stinging us. And I was like, wow. You know, it's, and it may not, I understand that's not the most spiritual example, but it's an example of, you will be surprised at what you do when you get out of your comfort zone.
Actually, it's funny because this is coming up in me. When we started the CNC Chat Chat, we just talked about it and said, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Did we know what we were doing? No.
Right, right.
But God. So I mentioned in a previous episode that I had an accident, and one of the fallouts from it was a brain injury, but processing information has been a challenge for me. And guess who is the one editing the videos and putting everything together?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Me!
Yes.
And I'm, like, freaking out. But but God is funny, because about a couple of years ago, I would do little videos on, you know, Facebook and stuff like that.
Yep.
And a friend of mine taught me how to edit the videos on my phone. And then he would taught me how to, you know, do iMovie and put different clips together. And that was the beginnings of preparing me
for this. Oh, that's right.
Now, I had to do research. I found programs to help me out. I didn't understand what they were talking about. I'd be on the phone with Cardelia crying. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm freaking out here. Blah, blah, blah. And she had to talk me through. She had to pray with me and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're over this is month four now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And things are happening that I've already been through. So I know how to deal with them.
That's so good.
And I'm not freaking out anymore. And I don't know why, but Facebook has been frenetic lately, and I can't seem to get in it on my computer. I can only get in it from my phone, which takes so much longer to do post everything and get things done. But I was so happy yesterday because I have been refined and have learned how to do this.
Refinement.
And it's like I'm playing now, I'm creating different things. I was like, I can do this. But four or 5 months ago, I had no idea what I was doing. But in this process, I've learned. And I just feel like now, as we're going to be winding this down soon, I feel like the Lord wants to liken this to the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly.
Yeah.
Now, this is not an easy process for a caterpillar to go through. It is literally the caterpillar going into the cocoon and completely melting out into a goo. Yeah. Its entire DNA as a caterpillar is gone. The only thing that remains are what we call imaginal cells. And I kind of like imagine this. Like, imagine this happening. Imagine becoming a new creature. So as the caterpillar transforms into the butterfly, only those imaginal discs are used to create, you know, antennas and stuff like that. But an entirely new DNA is created for the butterfly.
Absolutely.
Now, if the butterfly is taken out of the cocoon too soon, it dies. Now, years ago, my niece blessed me and brought me to a butterfly conservatory in Massachusetts. I didn't know where we were going. And they did the whole process. I saw the chrysalis. I saw the, you know, it was just amazing. And there were thousands of butterflies flying all over the place, landing on us. It was one of the most miraculous things to watch. But it was the process that got me. And as we've been talking about character refinement, I just sensed he wanted me to read my poem. It's poem time, called Butterfly Wings. And I'm not, my poems have come from a real place. They come from the place I've been and what I've had to go through, just like you, just like Cardelia.
Yeah.
But Butterfly Wings. We are all beautiful creations, gifted with talents uniquely our own. Yet through life's challenges, we can also often feel alone. As we try to meet each need, sometimes moving at breakneck speed, we can get lost in the miry clay. The reality of who we are, never put on display. Tucked away in a secluded place that often feels like a very dark space. But the miracle of life will always come through. For we are tucked away not in a dark space, but in a cocoon, allowing life to change us for the better, willing to go through a metamorphosis, knowing there is so much more than this, believing for a dream locked deep inside, letting go of everything, even our pride, to submit to the challenges of life's roller coaster ride that brings us ever closer to what we hold dear. For even though there is pain and disappointment along the way, the calling is so deep we cannot stray. For we are becoming transformed into someone that is new. Then suddenly an unexpected strength rises up and we start to see a light coming forth as we start to break through the walls that have closed us in, which have instead been a shelter while waiting for our new life to begin. Now we can lift up our heads and take in the beauty of the world outside, for our time has come. As we emerge with the majesty of the butterflies, with the flutter of wings that enable us to fly, caught up in the wind and being lifted to new heights, arrayed in the splendor of color and light, coming into our destiny, on display for all the world to see, the joy of being all we were created to be.
Oh, that is so beautiful. You know, you have to tell yourself, with your examples in that poem, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I think this is where we're going with the benefits of being a part of that. There are things that, I know I used the example of the 3-year-old I was taking care of earlier, but when I first got the 3-year-old, my kids were actually taken to my parents' house, my mom's house. And so at the time, I knew that I really wanted time alone with my husband. And the Lord was just kept reminding me that it was temporary. And I kept telling myself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it wasn't that I couldn't physically do it. I just didn't want to do it. So you have to tell yourself that even when you don't want to do it, even when you shouldn't, don't even have to do it. You have to tell yourself that because that is the process of getting to be more like Jesus. I was uncomfortable. I was inconvenienced. I wasn't very happy at times. And even though I did get irritated, the Lord was so good and gracious to me. He broke it off. That is the refinement process. To me, that refinement meant doing something I was not comfortable doing. Doing something I didn't have to do. I know that's a part of what ministry is, but that is the process of getting to where you all you can be. How do you know? You can't always do things that's convenient. Who have you met that does something that's convenient all the time? That person is probably a king or president or something. I don't know. Either way, it's not
their
a normal.
Schedules change.
Right, exactly. Even their schedules change. So just tell yourself that because that is God's word. If it's written in the word, it will come to pass.
Amen.
So you have to keep doing that and keep doing that. Okay, so we are towards the end. Little Diary of Relationship Truths. You can find this book on Amazon by me, Cardelia Reed. I don't know if I even say that, but, you know, sometimes our name is not up on the thing. So but you can look it up on Amazon. And this book will bless you because it talks about that relationship with the Holy Spirit, that one-to-one time, the importance of that. Okay, and Claudia.
And I feel like I'm a butterfly now.
That's good.
And it's good. Because of the transforming power of God and his love and my willingness to submit. And that all has come out in my book, My Wall is Red, A Memoir of Discovery, available also on Amazon.com. My Wall is Red personifies victory. It's God had to work with me, through me, to tear down the walls I built up that prevented me from becoming who I am. Even today, and putting me on the path to the fullness of who I am.
Absolutely.
It's meant to be a book to inspire you to come to discover who you are and who you were born to be, because there's more than this.
Mm-hmm.
In the life you're living, there's more than this. There's hope. There's the profound, unconditional love of God waiting to be discovered in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There's a testimony in you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You are being wooed right now if you don't know the Lord. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't, if you do know the Lord or think you do, you've been discouraged and are despondent. The Lord is calling you back to trust Him. And I ask you, invite you to invite the Lord Jesus into your heart. Dear Jesus, mm-hmm. I'm hearing what you're saying. I need you. Lord Jesus, I confess my sins before mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. I ask for your forgiveness. Come into my heart. I am desperate to know the fullness of who I am. I'm desperate to be changed. I'm desperate to fall into your arms and experience your unconditional love, because that's who he is. Let him reveal himself to you as only he can. Come to him with a pure heart, a heart of hunger, a heart. He loves the desperation because he knows it's coming from a real place. I ask you to bow before the Lord and receive him as Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. All heaven is rejoicing as you're saying that, because Jesus came for you. He died for you. He rose for you. He gave you freedom. You are a new creation in Christ. We are new. We are made new through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. We'll see you next time. Thank you for staying with us in these episodes. We love you. See you next time. Amen. Bye-bye.